In the 9th and 8th century BC, the Assyrian kings emerged as the winners of the Bronze Age collapse. They had the iron and the techniques and the position to build an invincible army. They had the traditions of the Mesopotamian bureaucratic state so that they could administer provinces when they conquered them. And eventually they would take over all these areas that I just discussed and would thrust their power deep into Asia Minor, would briefly occupy Egypt, and would push into Iran, and are really responsible for the coalescing of the various Iranian peoples into the historic kingdom eventually of Persia, which will become one of the great empires of the Near East, the first really multinational empire of great length, and perhaps the most successful empire until the Romans. And so the Assyrians are always in that background. It's their pressure, their efforts that led these states to coalesce. Well, further to the west from these three groups of civilizations I talked about were a new people called the Phrygians. They arrived and occupied the western and central portions of the plateau of Asia Minor. They're probably Balkan in origin, and today you can go to their site Gordian, which is under excavation by an American team. It is ringed by 100 vast tumuli, great mounds raised as burial chambers for the royal family. They dominate the landscape, and Gordian in many ways was the successor of Hattusas. The Phrygian kings imposed some sort of control over the central portion of the peninsula, in part in response to Assyrian aggression. They were remembered in later Greek legend as the home of King Midas, Midas of the Golden Touch, who was given the privilege of turning everything to gold and then realized that that was not such a good a gift from Apollo. For one thing, you couldn't eat dinner. And there's a variety of stories where he either starves to death or it's revoked because I believe he touches his daughter and she turns to gold. There's variations on these stories. And Midas and the Phrygians became almost synonymous with avaricious luxury and gold. What excavations have proved is that the Phrygians were brilliant in ceramic work, furniture, metalwork. They, too, had very important contact with the early Greek world. In fact, King Midas is the first non-Greek monarch to dedicate gifts at Delphi, the great oracle Apollo in Greece, which was seen as the Panhellenic, the national shrine of all the Greeks. Furthermore, the excavations of the great tumulus of King Midas has revealed a marvelous woodworking furniture, the largest cache of wooden furniture found anywhere in the ancient world outside of Egypt. And it really has brought to light the extraordinary genius of these early Anatolians. Likewise, just like as the Aratians, the Phrygians were great metalworkers. We have marvelous jewelry and iron objects, all of these clearly influencing the revival of arts, the revival of technological skills in the Greek world. The Phrygians were also regarded as the people who upheld the worship of the mother goddess, Cybele, I've talked about. Her shrine at Pessinus became one of the great shrines of Asia Minor. And for perhaps close to, at this best guess, the kingdom of the Phrygians coalesced around 950 BC, and the kingdom probably lasts to about 650 BC. It was eventually overthrown by a combination of wars with the Assyrians and a nomadic invader from the northeast, the Cimmerians, who were horse people, Iranian-speaking people, who came through Transcaucasia, attacked, may have sacked Gordian, that's still under debate, but weakened Phrygian power. Even so, the Phrygians played an extremely important role in proving that you could again reconstruct some sort of state, some sort of kingdom in Asia Minor centuries after the Hittites had disappeared. Well, the fall of the Phrygian kingdom didn't lead to any kind of dramatic chaos. In fact, it simply shifted the axis of cultural and political power a bit further west. And that came to rest at a city called Sardis, another important site under excavation by an American team. And at Sardis, in the Hermus Valley, in the ancient kingdom of Lydia, as you recall, that kingdom is midway between the plateau and the western shore. Lydia, we know a great deal about.